Everybody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
Moms and dad and children of all ages, welcome to another exciting adventure of Vegas Nonstop. I didn't see the dollar on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. That was for our board operator, Bobby, who likes it when I do that. As he has for the last 217 years, please say hello to my sidekick, my kick in the side, Jeffrey with a G.
What's going on, my man? You used the operative word adventure.
Yeah, another adventure.
Every Monday is an adventure.
We've got a full house today. We've got Justin Shandor, who's doing a show at the Italian American Club on this Friday, the 11th. He's kind of warming us up here with a little Elvis tunes coming in and out of the break. You could say hello.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Thank you very much. Also, joining us, sportscaster from, what is it, VNIC?
VSIN.
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 VINC. VINC. Amal Shah, sportscaster. Amal Shah.
I was actually at the South Point on Saturday, and I was looking for you.
And you didn't say hello?
You weren't there in studio.
Well, I left it. We get off the air at 10:59. I'm out at 10:59:01.
I was there.
10:59:01.
I was there. Like the building's on fire.
I was putting in my Kentucky Derby vets.
Did you have Justify?
I did. Unfortunately, I didn't marry him with the second or third place winner.
Also joining us, way behind me, triple threat actor, singer, dancer, and Cubs fan, Adrian Zemed.
I thought he was dead.
No, just his career.
It's a tough crowd here.
And celebrity chef with a new restaurant to talk about, Vic Vegas.
Hey, what's up, friends?
From the Food Network. So we've got lots to talk about. We always start with Jeffrey. How was your weekend?
Weekend was good, man. I mean, we had so much going on here with Cinco de Mayo, the hockey games, Kentucky Derby, obviously all sorts of other NHL and NBA basketball. How about those Celtics, guys? Woo!
What's happening?
Well, they're up 3-0 on the Sixers, and they're basically fielding half a team, which goes to show that after Popovich, Brad Stevens is the best coach in the NBA.
Can't really disagree with you, but I just don't want to get into New England sports talk, so let's move on to something better.
Amal, are you a racing fan? Did you watch the Kentucky Derby, or as I call it, the KY Derby?
After the Celtics stole game three.
Stole?
Well, because Philadelphia gave it away. So 6-1 way.
I asked you if you watched horse racing.
I'm about to answer your question. have a little patience, my friend. Jonathan, you're actually making me look like I have patience.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
And you've got the attention span of a flea, and the flea would be insulted.
Exactly. No, I did not. I have not watched the Kentucky Derby ever, and I don't think I'm going to start in 2019 either.
No, you're not a horse racing fan?
No, I'm not.
Honest man.
Why is that?
I got better things to do.
Better things to bet on.
That's for sure. But I actually I was sleeping, so I missed that completely.
Aside from you talking other New England sports,
yes.
Celtics +7 tonight.
Oh, it's too many points. I've been saying it all along. The Celtics have been great value. The game, listen, the bet of the playoffs was game two when the Celtics were getting 4, 4.5 points at home.
It's
an absolute joke.
After winning game one.
And they were 9.5
And then getting 9 in game three.
Yeah. I don't think they'll win tonight, but I think the points are still too much.
I took the 7. It was too much.
All right.
And your Cubbies killed me last night, Jonathan.
I know. You said 14 innings.
Cost me a three-teamer.
I was just mad because I had to wait until 10:30 for the game to end.
Let me guess, you had the cards.
You probably had a late date.
Baby, you know me, I'm an under guy.
You probably were going out, had a late date at 11 o'clock.
I can't believe they blew that game like that.
We're gonna get to everything, but first a couple of quick announcements. Master Calendar Las Vegas, presented by Sinful Subs on Fort Apache and Tropicana. Food Network star Vic Vegas presents this innovative concept hybrid representing the taste of the classic New York Italian flavors using classic homemade recipes with a Las Vegas twist, including great names combined with amazing flavors. Some of the 7 sinful subs include the knuckle sandwich,
The club to the head.
That was my next one. I want you to tell me what's in a knuckle sandwich.
Okay, so a knuckle sandwich is basically our take and our house Italian sub, but we do a little something special to it. We grill the meat, we chop it up like a Philly, and we finish it off with shaved lettuce, diced tomato, and a little champagne vinaigrette on top.
What's this one?
Right there is the knuckle sandwich.
That's the knuckle sandwich.
Let me tell you one thing. Even though I'm a vegetarian, I'm looking at that sandwich that they were kind enough to bring in here.
Yes.
You talk about getting your money's worth.
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow.
That's a monster.
I'm going to need a wheelbarrow to carry that
thing
out.
That's a beast.
We try to make them fat, man. You know, we want your things for the next day.
You're from Jersey or New York?
I am right in the middle. A place called Purgatory, better known as Staten Island.
What's this one?
That right there is the skinny dip.
The skinny dip?
Yep, that's our take on a Philly, crossbred with a French dip. We got a little au jus on the side. You could dip your
Is that garlic bread, too?
We garlic the bread.
You know, most New Yorkers will tell you that Staten Island isn't part of New York.
It's one of the five boroughs,
Yeah, of course it is. He was kidding. That's why he said purgatory.
Purgatory. Right purgatory. Between Giants and Jet Stadium. Oh, it's the same one.
Are you a Giants fan or a Jets fan?
I am Giants all the way, yes. But we have to be kind to the Jets because someone needs
Yankees
to...
Yankees or Mets?
I am Mets.
Good, honest sports fan right there.
Yeah. The Mets are doing good, right?
Not anymore.
No, no the Yankees are on fire.
Yeah.
How could they not be with that lineup?
Yankees, man.
Well, yes, they are winning games with hitting as they did yesterday, but their bullpen and pitching has been stellar.
Hey, Bobby, don't worry. The Red Sox are still winning the division.
Hey, you guys are open for lunch and dinner?
What makes you think we're worried?
We are, yeah. We're open for lunch and dinner. We have the same menu all the time, but on the weekends we actually have what's better known as the... Well, there's a few different names, but we'll just call it the Walk of Shame for now.
Oh, yeah.
It's basically a whole breakfast buffet, like you clothesline the whole thing into a plate and just put it together.
I love that, like Animal House. Anyway, Fort Apache and Tropicana. A couple more announcements. Our friend John DiDomenico appears 8 p.m. tonight at Monday's Dark at the Space on Cavaretta Court. I call it Gary Cavaretta Court. Benefiting New Vista with an American Idol theme. Tickets for tonight's variety show are only $20 and available at newvista.org. If you've never been to Monday's Dark, a lot of fun, great variety show. Tuesday, May 8th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., Pins for Paws bowling fundraiser benefiting Animal Network takes place at the Orleans Bowling Center. Pins for Paws is a bowling fundraiser to assist animal rescues with veterinary care expenses and to raise awareness for responsible pet ownership. Tickets for the event include 3 hours of bowling, shoe rental, a slice of pizza, soft drink, and one raffle ticket. For tickets, go to desertdivadogs.org. That's hard to say. DesertDivaDogs.org. Wednesday, May 9th, 6:30 to 9:30, the Raiders Foundation presents Celebrity Swing at Topgolf. Guests of the event will enjoy an interactive evening of golf, food, and cocktails with Raiders alumni and personnel. Event supports Veterans Village Las Vegas, a local transitional and permanent housing residence for United States veterans that supports those in need 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And for more information, go to RaidersFoundation.org. Wednesday, 10:30 p.m., the Composer Showcase presents its monthly program of original music performed by the songwriter hosted by the hilarious Keith Thompson at the Smith Center for the Performing Arts, one of the best shows in Las Vegas if you've never seen Composer Showcase. Friday, May 11th, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., Fund to Cure Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation Hope Gala at Mandalay Bay honoring Chuck and Claire Bowling. I had to read it twice because we had another bowling announcement. Saturday, May 12th, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., Human Rights Campaign Rise 13th Annual Las Vegas Dinner at Aria. Saturday, 4:30 to 6 p.m., here's my favorite one. It's called I Give a Duck fundraiser. I had to say that slowly. Ronald McDonald House Charities comedy magician Adam London's Laughter Noon is celebrating 5 years at the D Las Vegas to celebrate. Proceeds from all tickets sold on May 12th will be donated to the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Greater Las Vegas. For fine dining, make a Mother's Day reservation at Britalian Italian Restaurant on Eastern Avenue. Britalian celebrity chef Carla Pellegrino cooking up a special menu for you and your mama. And of course, everything is better with a little vino. Right, chef?
Yes.
Agreed.
Here's a few shows that you can take your mom to if she has a sense of humor and wants to rock. The Misbehave Game Show at Bally's Backroom Stage, one of the funniest shows on the Strip. Laugh yourself silly at this comedy game show that you have to experience to believe. Presented in part by Jack Daniels. Try a Jack and Ginger specialty drink before the show. Stand-up comedian Tom Green appears at Harrah's Showroom. The Tenors of Rock is also at Harrah's. For more information on all these events, visit MasterCalendarLasVegas.com. Brought to you by Sinful Subs.
Yes.
Fort Apache and Tropicana.
Isn't it seven sinful subs?
No, it used to be seven
sinful subs.
He changed it?
We added more, so
it
could be seven.
Can't be seven?
No, It's just sinful now.
Seven.
Just sinful.
That's right.
And correct me if I'm wrong. You're not at your original location either, right?
No, we actually moved, man. New great developing part of town.
Are you in the Southwest?
We are in the Southwest now, and people are going nuts because a good majority of the Valley either lives there or near there. 5 minutes from South Summerlin. How about that?
Correct. And not far from the Strip either.
Not far from the Strip.
And that Rainbow Corridor is popping.
And the good old 215.
Where are you guys exactly?
We are actually right next to Mackay, across from IHOP. We tell everyone, if you can't find this, just find IHOP right near Walmart and literally look at their front door.
On Fort Apache?
Yep, IHOP on Fort Apache.
And
you look
Trump?
At their front door, yep, turn around, and we are literally door-to-door with IHOP.
That's a busy corridor.
Chef, tell us about the concept a little bit.
Okay, so basically, you know, this is... A lot of these recipes are original recipes, my mother and grandmother's meatballs. But what we did was, instead of serving, you know, just a regular meatloaf, we decided to wrap it in a wonton, deep fry it, and serve it with mashed and gravy. You know, meatloaf's been around forever, egg rolls have been around forever, but when you put them together, not so forever, but forever, you know?
Now, tell me about some of the TV shows that you've done, because, I mean, you've got to have a certain kind of...
Yeah, you know, I started out in the Food Network days. You know, I did a good, probably about 15 episodes totally with those guys. Really learned a lot into what they do, and that was the learning experience to kind of take it elsewhere. You know, I did one of those reality shows, like The Real World, where we all live in the house together, and it's a process of elimination of death.
Were you all living in the same house together?
Yeah, we were all living in the same house together. It was actually the old Flavor of Love house in the Hollywood Hills.
Wait, which show is this?
The Next Food Network star.
Oh, yeah, okay.
What was great for me was I actually almost won the show. I made it to the last episode, and that is what gave me my recognition to get into other things.
Was it the same producers as Flavor of Love?
No.
Oh, okay.
Definitely
my
not.
My friend Chris Abrego.
I was going to say, probably complete opposite. A little G-rated.
Was New York on the show?
No, but we did go to New York. But no, the fabulous New York from the Flavor of Love was not there.
Didn't make it, huh?
No.
Well, Vic and I were talking just as I walked in because he also did... A production here.
Yeah.
Was it the FYI Network?
It was the FYI Network, a sister network of A&E.
Yeah. And we were filming at 2 a.m. on top of the Palms.
In a parking lot.
Based off of Jolene's Back of the House Brawl.
Right.
And this was called Late Night Chef Fight.
How long has this been going on, this Back of the House Brawl?
That's been going on for
a
long time.
8 years. So
really?
Joe used to have her own truck called Sloppy Joe's. She sold the truck and realized that there was an industry sort of niche thing going on here with the trucks that could be used sort of in a little bit of a different way. So she started doing these parties on Saturday night at Tommy Rocker's right off Dean Martin. She'd bring in
Tommy Rockers.
Oh, great. She'd bring in 3, 4, 5 trucks that can all serve their food. There'd be music going on. There'd be booze flowing. Obviously, Tommy's loving all the action at the bar. They're pouring drinks for everyone. At around 11, 12 o'clock, she would have 3 named strip chefs that were just closing their kitchens.
Right.
They came down to Tommy Rockers. They would get a basket of mystery ingredients, and they each get to choose a truck to cook on, not knowing what they had for equipment, what they had for seasoning, what they had for anything on there. And they had about 30 minutes to produce the best dish they could. It's a great, great concept.
So I talked to Brian a little bit about Sinful Subs, and I know the idea is going to be big.
Yes, it is. I mean, this wasn't created to just put a place down and go, all right, here's the local Vegas shop. Our goal is to become the official Vegas sub shop.
Ooh.
Because, you see, we were born in the East but raised in the West, kind of like myself.
Right.
So we want to really bring something to Vegas with the East Coast foundation, but give it to Vegas, make it theirs, make it originated here. Because everybody's from everywhere else and they always miss stuff from where they're at. Well, we want people to miss stuff from here when they go elsewhere. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, including yourself, I think we've got almost every great chef in the world.
Oh, you guys got some serious chefs out here.
Hands down.
These guys out here are something
else.
The
Back of the House Brawl Saturday night. You should have seen who was there.
Oh, it was last Saturday? I thought it was Saturday.
Past Saturday night. At Sparrow and Wolf. It was unbelievable.
3 weeks ago, I actually hosted it at 2 a.m.
Oh, you did?
And did it, a few of them, with Jolene through the weekend.
And you were at the Food Expo that we were at.
I was at the Food Expo, right?
Yeah,
with Jolene, man. You got to support Jolene. She's our female culinary ambassador.
Never met her.
Well, and obviously, she also is a big part of what is going on in Urban Seed, obviously, locally, where now here in the desert, we are hydroponically growing some of the best produce in the country.
Yeah, serious about
that. Not to mention the weed.
Not to mention the weed, John. That's true. They're dispensing a different kind of weed, though. More like microgreens and arugula.
Yeah, I just learned about microgreens about a year ago.
Were you smoking them?
No, I was eating them.
Oh.
There was a little parsley and stuff.
You know what's cute about it? The chefs get to play with their tweezers.
Put him down on there.
Hey, you know, once in a blue moon, I have to bust the tweezers out.
You ask a real chef from New York, you go, there's my tweezers.
So what's your favorite dish that you guys have at Sinful Sub?
At Sinful Sub, I'm going to say, see, because I got used to the seven. So, I mean, those are embedded in me. We have something now that's called the pastrami bomb. Oh, you know, man. We couldn't just do a regular pastrami sandwich. We had to, like, stuff it and make it the size of your head and call it the pastrami bomb.
What's on it? Is it like a...
What's on it? Oh, we got...
Like Russian dressing and like... More like a Reuben?
Nope, shaved pastrami. Yeah. This is stuffed in one of our rolls that we open like a football because they're so fatly stuffed
that
they're shaped like a football.
So it is like a football.
It's pastrami. We actually take French fries and smash it in there with some Swiss. God. We top it with mozzarella. We put a...
mozzarella.
Exactly. And you take the mustard, make an X over the top of it, and it's just this big, fat, heavy, delicious pastrami and potato sandwich.
Jonathan, I think I'm going to miss the last three segments. I'm getting ready to go.
With the Raiders on the way to Las Vegas, are you putting together a football-esque Raider sandwich?
Let me tell you something. We have that loaded in the gun already.
Yeah.
So when we are called upon for our skills to represent this city and give the Raiders their official sandwich,
I am there,
what about
brother.
We are ready. Don't you have a Golden Knights sub?
Yeah, but they got to let us into T-Mobile. See, we're holding on to it until they let us in.
I like it.
They don't have a good sandwich shop at T-Mobile.
I got Brian. Listen, we have Brian with us. He's behind the scenes, but he is already working on stuff that's going to be happening in 5 years from now.
Well, we can't wait to try the food and come on in and visit with you over there.
Thanks
for
coming. Can't wait to see you guys, man.
Quick question. Were you a hockey fan back in New York growing up or not really?
No. You know what? Actually, we were Rangers people.
Sure.
But then when we moved out here, I kind of lost it because, you know, you go from there to here and in 89 and you don't have much. You know, you had the Thunder and this and that and you had a few things. But now I can just say I am good.
Thunder. Golden anyway, you're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio. We're going to take our first commercial break. Come on back with Adrian Zmed and Justin and Elvis. Sports, and so stay right where you are.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
My grades were bad. I would like get D's and C's.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of.
It got worse and worse and worse throughout the years.
There are students who need somebody.
They can trust someone, and it could be the first person they've ever trusted in their life.
Communities and Schools is lowering America's dropout rate by helping more than 1.3 million kids every year get whatever they need to succeed in school.
If something was going on at home, we would go just stop by Miss Liberty's office and talk to her.
Communities and Schools vouched for me when everyone else had lost hope.
You can help change the picture of education right here in your community and across the nation. Visit communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
Started in 1999, Lightning Funding has an extensive network of extremely aggressive lenders with a large selection of conventional as well as unconventional loan programs to handle all types of borrowers and credit situations. President and CEO Scott Fessler has a hands-on approach with his diverse background as a certified financial planner. Scott tailors your mortgage program to your personal individual needs and goals. You don't even need to leave your computer to pre-qualify for a mortgage loan, and there is no cost, charge, or further obligation whatsoever. Visit lightningfunding.com and simply click on pre-qualify. Fill out the short form and Lightning Funding will get back to you quickly, usually within 24 hours. All information goes to the newest cybersecurity protocols to keep your information secure. Lightning Funding for your mortgage and financial needs. Fast answers for a faster world. Registered mortgage broker in New York and Florida, NMLS 156342. All loans are arranged through third-party providers.
NBC Sports 920, The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Happy, Brian.
One night with you is what I'm now praying for. The things that we two can do would make my dreams come true. Always live very quiet life. I never did no wrong, but now I know that very quiet life has been too lonely too long. One night with you is what I'm now.
Welcome back to Vegas Nonstop, and that was Elvis.
Justin Shandor appearing at Italian American Club this Friday, the 11th. Anything you want to say?
With a better band than what I'm sounding like right now.
You sound actually pretty good.
Well, thank you very much, man.
Thank you very much.
I know you wanted to hear it.
Jeffrey with a G, let's talk. You want to talk a little bit about Golden Knights? Can you? I mean, you have to be talking about it.
I think it's pretty much what everyone in the sports world is talking about today. I mean, what this team just did in the first two rounds of the playoffs, sweeping the LA Kings and now taking down San Jose in six games and closing it out with one of the best shutouts I've ever seen. Fleury, granted, he had a little help from the post a few times last night. However, standing on his head, making save after save, to win that game 3-0 and punch their ticket to the Western Conference Finals. I mean, we just get to sit back now and watch what happens between Winnipeg and Nashville. They're playing game six tonight. Obviously, Winnipeg up 3-2. I think Winnipeg does close it out tonight. And obviously, over in the East, we saw that Tampa Bay bounced those Bruins bums with hockey players that like to lick opponents' faces. I've been going back and
Can
forth.
Can you tell me what that was all about? I don't really know.
It's about a guy by the name of Brad Marchand who thinks he's going to get under the skin of his opponents. And when they get close and there's some shoving going on and they're face to face, he leans over and licks their face. Now, here's what's weird. In the NHL rules, it specifically says that if you spit on another player, you are subject to a game misconduct and possible suspension. Tell me why this is any different. And Bobby...
Because the spittle stays attached to your tongue.
Just for the listeners, Bobby said because the spit stays attached to your tongue. But here's the thing, and I know you saw me on Facebook. I was going back and forth with my Boston and Bruins friends who were defending this, saying that if Marchand was on my team, I wouldn't bother me as much. Let me go on record as saying, my team, your team, on anyone's team, licking faces in the NHL is never appropriate.
What about baseball? Adrian
Zemet. Is this like a Harvey Weinstein kind of thing?
No. Exactly.
It's
the most absurd thing. It's like hockey is the last bastion of manhood.
Thank you.
And everything. And the man is licking people's faces.
Yes. And Marchand, who's known for hitting low sometimes, he actually did hit Callahan low on that play. And then when they came face to face, he actually leaned over and licked the man's face. How you don't lay him out on the ice, I don't know. And maybe that's what he was trying to get him to do.
Yeah.
Amal. I know you've watched a lot of hockey in your days. Please help me out here, brother. I need some normalcy, some sense.
There is no sense of this. Marchand's an idiot. If you look at his career and some of the actions he's taken.
He's a good player.
Regardless of the fact that he's a very good player, it doesn't change the fact that he's a moron. You know, he's looking to get just whacked one of these days. And somebody's just, he's going to do that to the wrong person. And, you know, the NHL at least sent him a notice that said if you do it again, you're going to be suspended. But there's certain things in life you just can't justify, and that's one of them.
Licking somebody's face.
And unless this is the second time he's done it. He's done it before. I don't get it.
Well, he's getting a lot of attention.
Well, that's why he's doing it.
All right, well, Adrian Zemed.
Hey, guys.
Wearing his big dogs and his cub stuff and all dressed up and no place to go.
All dressed up.
What do you mean? He's here with us.
He's here with us. I don't know what that was. You want to talk about that 14 inning game and where our Cubs are at right now?
What was it at 10:30?
You want to talk about a bad beat?
Adam.
Cubs go up 1-0, Cards tie at 1-1. Cubs go up 2-1, Cards tie at 2-2. We go into extra innings, and by the way, Chicago Joe's listening, so I want to make sure he hears this.
Yeah.
Go up the 14th inning, they go up 3-2, two outs. Card player slams a ball to the shortstops who makes, is that Addison Russell who made that play?
Yeah.
And then overthrew the first baseman?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Now there's a runner on first.
And then Rizzo?
He overthrew
Rizzo. I thought it was Baez as well.
But it was a great play by Russell.
Oh, great play defensively, but all for naught. Right. And then was it Hayward who got up there and hit the op?
Yeah. Dexter Fowler.
Dexter Fowler hits an opposite field home run.
Dexter Fowler.
That literally went off the tip.
No, he pulled it down the right field line.
But the right fielder went up
and it
just cleared his glove. I mean, that cost me a three-teamer, man. I wasn't happy.
Well, here's the thing.
And they got swept by the Cards.
Jeffrey, I'm going to tell you, I feel bad you lost the game.
No, you don't.
No, I do, but I'm not going to qualify or quantify it as a bad beat.
No?
No, that's not a bad beat. You still have three outs to get. You got to stiffen their pitching. I mean, come on.
It's the 14th inning. I go up 3-2. There's two outs and no one on. That's not a bad beat.
They're only up one run. It wasn't like you're up six runs. A bloop and a blast, and you're done. That's exactly what happened.
That's
my point.
All right, great. That's not a bad beat. I'd love to know your definition of a bad beat then.
A bad beat is when some prick throws up a half-court shot in a game where it doesn't mean anything, and you're laying 2.5, and all of a sudden, instead of winning by three, instead of winning by four, you win by one. That's a bad beat.
Which game was that?
I have no idea, but I'm sure there's plenty of them.
That one hurt, though. That one hurt last night.
I don't disagree with you because you felt pretty good about it, especially with the situation, nobody on base in two
outs.
Yeah,
and then Addison makes that great play. I'm thinking, all right, he's just going to throw the first game over.
Now, this is Cubs-Cardinals?
Yes. Yeah, last night at 10:30 at night.
So, I mean, do you understand the whole thing with the Cubs-Cardinals?
Yeah, bitter rivalry.
Terrible.
But it's a bitter but healthy rivalry.
Two words. Lube rock.
Yeah, I know.
Well, listen, it's not as bitter as it used to be since you guys got off the schneid 2 years ago, right? It doesn't really matter as much.
Yeah.
Same thing with the Red Sox in 2004.
But it's a very healthy rivalry. I mean, you know, it isn't like L.A. and San Francisco and things like that.
Or the Red Sox and the Yankees.
Oh, the Yankees and the Red Sox. It's like the fans really actually have a good time in each other's stadiums. It's actually a really healthy rivalry.
By the way, you know what I saw last night that was an instant classic? And I'm sorry, Adrian, because I see you got the Cubs hat on. But you know how the Cubs, when they win, they put the W out on Waveland with the flag?
Everywhere.
Somebody had the huge L for a flag for the Cubs.
Wow.
It was awesome. It was in the Cubs blue. It was just unbelievable.
You idiot. You're an idiot.
It was great.
They're having problems in this first month right now. But we're, you know, a little bit below 500. And to lose an entire series to the Cardinals is horrible.
Well, and then the night before that Saturday game, you guys were up what?
Yeah, two runs.
4-2.
Yeah, I blame it all on
Darvish. 6-4, and they lost 8-6.
Yeah. I blame it all on you, Darvish.
I agree with you. I said you, Darvish. Josh Towers and I got into an argument and said I said you, Darvish, would not win 12 games this year.
Why did you say that? Why'd you say that?
No. Let me correct one thing. I'm definitively going to be right. Here's why: because he's not that good. And second of all, here's the problem.
You're saying that when he's healthy, Yu Darvish's stuff is not that good?
He is healthy.
He is healthy. That's
he is
exactly.
healthy, and he's not throwing. He's going to blame the catcher on where he's at right now. It's like it's ridiculous.
What did he say about the catcher?
He needs Marc-Andre Fleury catching him, is what he said.
Because nothing gets past him.
Exactly.
Huh?
That's a great line, by the way.
Were you always a hockey fan?
It was more baseball and football for me in Chicago. But how can I not love the Hawks?
And that's we're in the same sport.
I know, and I don't get Chicago just by osmosis.
I don't know why.
You have to.
Maybe because that's what your dad was into?
No, no, my brothers. You know, my father was a Romanian Orthodox priest, so he didn't.
It almost sounds like the beginning of a joke.
We still have to go to. I still haven't gone to that restaurant.
I have a serious question for you guys.
We have to go to Forte.
Yeah, we do. Have you been there yet?
Oh yeah.
Oh, so you've gone there. I haven't.
Tremendous.
When the Raiders get here, and if the Knights aren't playing for a Stanley Cup, what do you think the support is like in this town? Because most people didn't even know how many players were on the ice until last year. I mean, until the
I don't even think you have to wait for the Raiders to get here. I think next year, listen, they're going to have a hard time repeating what they did this year. It's both a curse and a blessing, right? They exceeded everyone's expectations on so many levels. However, next year, instead of, you know, 109 points, if they only have 85 or 90 points and they get bounced in the first round.
Well, they're going to be sold out for the entire year.
100%, 100%. And those PSLs went from 5,000, they're now selling for 15,000.
First of all, the greatest scam perpetuated in American sports history.
PSLs?
Yes, there's no question.
You know what the Raiders are going for?
Well, listen.
20,000 and up.
What are PSLs?
Personal seat license.
You're buying a license for your seat. Literally, your seat.
Okay.
So Adrian and I, because we're seated, we'd have to actually have to pay you money, then have the right to be able to purchase this seat in order to be able to sit in it.
I think it's about time. I need a PSL. Jeffrey and I stand.
That's why Jeffrey's smarter than us.
Get back to the Knights. Maybe, okay. And educate me a little. I don't know a lot about hockey. I know the intricacies of baseball and football.
Basically, this team.
Because of what the Golden Knights have done, I've started to do a little research on it. And from what I can see is that this team was put together not by accident.
No, not at all.
It was a carefully orchestrated team of background checks and how the an
personality complex
and how an expansion team gets players from the other.
Well, remember those rules were changed for the Knights this year.
Tell me about how this team was put
together. That expansion draft was changed a little this year for the Knights so that they did have the ability to put together, and correct me if I'm wrong, a better team than you would have previously been able to.
Absolutely 100% right. They were given an opportunity to draft higher in terms of the expansion draft. Here's the other thing, though. So George McPhee, who's the general manager of the Vegas Golden Knights, used to be the general manager of the Washington Capitals, who won the President's Cup trophy 2 years in a row. For those that don't know, that means you have the most points in the regular season. Incredible accomplishment.
And drafted some kid by the name of Ovechkin?
Yeah, exactly. But what he tried to do was put a team together in the style of the team that's won the last two Stanley Cups, which is the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah.
Washington could not get past Pittsburgh. And the difference has been he's put a team together with an outstanding goaltender. Marc-Andre Fleury came over from the Penguins, won three Stanley Cups there. And defense. And also they've
Won three or two?
Three. And so they've got multiple lines, and that's what Pittsburgh had. They had tremendous depth. Exactly. Yep. And that's what the Golden Knights are.
You didn't have to just rely on your first and second lines. Your fourth line's coming out there, not as offensively as explosive, still fast, still pass, and still cause fits for the opposing defense.
So I'm right with you because I'm still learning the game. And I didn't know, you know, they were talking about lines, and I didn't even know what they were talking about.
They weren't talking about
you thought it was the 80s again.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't know
there was a blue line and a red line, and I didn't know that there was different first team, second, first, whatever.
First line.
Were you looking for the white line?
No. I'm looking for the bread line.
So go on.
Well, no, so I'm learning as we go, and I think you're in the same kind of situation.
Blown away. Two Chicago guys that are sports fans.
But I'm also trying to figure out how a team, an expansion team, in the history of professional sports, this has never happened.
No, it hasn't.
Not even close.
Adrian, bring up a good point, but the key has been Marc-Andre Fleury. The reality is, as good as his team has been with Carlson and Neil and all these
guys. Just remember
how
much time he missed in the beginning of the season. What did he miss, 20 games?
Not that much, but yeah.
Close to it?
But yeah, we'll get into that a little bit.
We're going to take another short commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. Stay right where you are.
Market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out of pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking. So call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Started in 1999, Lightning Funding has an extensive network of extremely aggressive lenders with a large selection of conventional as well as unconventional loan programs to handle all types of borrowers and credit situations. President and CEO Scott Fessler has a hands-on approach with his diverse background as a certified financial planner. Scott tailors your mortgage program to your personal individual needs and goals. You don't even need to leave your computer to pre-qualify for a mortgage loan, and there is no cost, charge, or further obligation whatsoever. Visit lightningfunding.com and simply click on pre-qualify. Fill out the short form and Lightning Funding will get back to you quickly, usually within 24 hours. All information goes to the newest cybersecurity protocols to keep your information secure. Lightning Funding for your mortgage and financial needs. Fast answers for a faster world. Registered mortgage broker in New York and Florida, NMLS 156342. All loans are arranged through third-party providers.
NBC Sports 920, the game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Right here. Well, that's all I had, Mama. That's all I had with you. That's all I had, Mama. Anyway, too, that's all right. That's all right. She done told me, Papa told me too. Son, Dad, girl, you foolin' with, she ain't no good for you. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right now, Mama. Hit me the way you do.
Welcome back to Vegas Nonstop, and that was Elvis in house here with us live. Josh, you sound great, actually. You really do.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Justin Shandor appearing at the Italian American Club this Friday. Tickets are available. I think it's IACLV.com.
Yes, or you could just message me on Facebook. I have some tickets available. Or you can message.
You could message him. Message him on Facebook because you know they want to.
Message me on Facebook, or you can get a hold of my guitar player Danny Fender. We are selling tickets. You guys, I know you guys all follow us, so follow me on Facebook and message me, and you guys will be able to get some tickets directly from
Justin Shandor, Shandor. Maybe you saw him in Million Dollar Quartet. He was amazing as
Josh,
Jerry Lee Lewis.
From? Where are you from?
Originally from Detroit, Michigan. Hey, you might have saw me on Letterman, too. Forget about
may
that.
Have seen him on David Letterman. And have you been watching Letterman's new, now they need
my next guest or
my
something?
My next guest?
Yeah, I love it.
For now, did you see Tina Fey, the new one?
No, I haven't seen the new
There's
one.
There's a new one with Tina
it's
Fey.
It's good.
Yeah, anyway, I went and saw the show that you were in, Zombie Burlesque, last week.
Yeah, what'd you think of it?
I loved it. I
was that your first time?
It's kind of like unlike anything you've ever seen.
I couldn't even imagine you in the part, though. That's the problem that I had. But I guess if I saw you in La Cage aux Folles, you're really in touch with your feminine
what
side.
What can I say? I'm an actor. You know what I mean?
You got me tickets.
You had gotten me tickets a few years ago with Fessler when he was in town. And I saw Zombie Burlesque.
You
weren't in it, but we thought it was a great production. It's fun.
Yeah, when David Sachs told me what he was doing, I said, "You're insane. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, Zombie Burlesque." But when you sit down and it starts unfolding in front of you, you just get sucked in, and it's silly, and you just go, "Oh, okay, that's what this is. Well, let's just go along for the ride." It's really a giant improv in many ways, especially for the host.
Oh, is it? He's got a lot of latitude?
For the host. I mean, yeah, it's just you're interacting with the audience constantly and bringing the audience. Here, the premise behind Zombie is that it's 1959. Zombies are kind of like taking over the world, and there's this little club in the middle of Zombie Land that is a burlesque club, and it's a zombie-only burlesque club. Well, the government makes a deal with the zombies and says, look, we'll supply you 3 square meals a day. Just don't eat innocent people. So they send bodies from Murderer's Row to the zombies to kill, you know, the people who deserve to be killed. And this is opening night of where they let the regular people in for the very first time in this zombie burlesque club. And basically the entire night the host is trying to keep all of his zombies from eating the audience.
Well, I had seen Enoch Augustus Scott before the Composer Showcase, mm-hmm. and he cracked me up when I saw him there, and he's working on his own musical right now.
Yeah.
And then
he's very talented.
Super talented guy, yeah. And he was on our Friday podcast with us as well, which you can join us at the Double Down Saloon, the world-famous Double Down Saloon, Fridays at noon around 12:30, where we broadcast live. What's so funny?
We're just looking at hot zombies.
Come on, you know me. I'm not going to sit through an entire show. I have no doubt.
You wouldn't make it through the first
but
5 minutes.
I was just checking to see what the female cast looked like, see if it was worth my appearance.
Well, I mean, that's the surprise. You know, the storyline almost doesn't really matter that you just got into about 1959 and all of that, because once the show starts, then it's like any other burlesque show. They just happen to be wearing zombie makeup because they've got an aerial act, they've got a juggler.
No, they're talented. It's a good show.
It was
fun.
A really good show. Yeah,
and it's entertaining, and it doesn't. It flows
and
very smoothly.
All the songs are parodies from songs, you know.
Right.
There's one song called where there's a young zombie and all there's only one body part left on the stage, and it's a giant penis. And he says, "I'm not eating that." The host says, "Look, eating penis doesn't make you gay." And the entire song is about that.
That was one of the songs.
There you go.
Yeah. And then they ask the audience members.
Is that the title of the song?
That is the title of the
song.
That's
great.
It's very campy, obviously. And then they ask the audience members, and this was kind of funny, what they called their penis, what the guys in the audience called it, and nobody was volunteering the name. And it was like, "I don't have a name for mine." Like, "You're lying. You're lying. You're lying. You're lying."
When I hosted it, there was I went into, "Okay, ladies, let's do equal time now. What do you call your little private area?" And you cannot believe how the women spoke up. And the best one.
Yeah.
And it was like, I said, "Thank you so much for that." The lady stood up and says, "I call it the Bermuda Triangle."
Because no one gets out alive.
So much has been lost in there.
That's funny. That's really funny, but it's really a great show.
Yeah,
and I really
a fun show to
going.
Do.
I was having difficulty imagining you in that lead role, but again, I haven't seen you.
I embraced it. I embraced it. Yeah.
You're an actor.
I am. I'm still waiting to see Lacage going to back into London this fall to do that.
Putting up naked zombie pictures.
But I was just telling Jeffrey that actually Bill Shatner called me up about a month ago and. We have something in the works.
I didn't know if you wanted to talk about that or not.
I can't talk about it right now, but
you told me.
The ball is rolling.
I think it's great.
It,
I think it's great.
We shall see what happens with it. But it actually should, hopefully the next time I get on the air, I can say something a little more definitive.
You can tell the story, which I love that story that you tell about why William Shatner speaks with the cadence that he speaks
about.
It's
funny you should say that.
Actually, Jeffrey.
We were just alluding to you and Bobby telling you to keep your face in one place and go to the mic. And I said, "It's like Shatner."
The long story short is that he's looking for his
computer. Damn it!
And they're in different places.
Bobby, yeah, the board.
And then when he runs out of the lines over there, he looks up over there, and then they're up there, and he's just all over the place.
Cue cards all over the place.
He's 87.
I was going to say, how old is he now?
He's 87 years old.
87!
And he is a dynamo. He's, like, unbelievable. And he comes, he is totally passionate about this idea.
How much do you think he's made with Priceline? With,
A lot.
Yeah.
On Priceline?
Yeah.
Wasn't his daughter take over?
In the 20 millions.
There you go.
About.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
And then they all started popping
just
up.
Just name your price.
Yeah, I mean, you don't see Priceline.
He actually asked, instead of getting a salary, he asked for stock in the company.
Smart guy.
Yeah.
His dad taught him well.
I like that show with him and the other guys that are
Terry
traveling.
Terry Bradshaw and Henry Winkler.
Yeah. and Henry Winkler.
Yeah.
Who was in the show Barry that I've been watching. I don't know if you're watching the show Barry, about a hitman that discovers improv.
Henry,
And Henry Winkler's the acting
coach. Yeah, I told
you
that I came up with an idea for Henry to be in this project that Bill is talking to me about and everything. So I know Henry really well, too.
I haven't seen Henry in a while. What's he doing?
He's on a show called Barry on HBO right now.
I just talked about it.
Yeah, yeah.
He does some voice work for some cartoon stuff, too.
Okay.
The Fonz.
Oh.
Hey. I saw him in a movie that I never saw before with Sylvester Stallone.
That's where it all started.
Was that Lords of Flatbush?
Lords of Flatbush.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's old school.
That's way old.
Totally started.
Leather jackets and the white. Oh, yeah. 100%.
I didn't remember that Stallone was in it, too.
That's pre-Rocky, pre-everything.
Yeah.
Didn't Stallone write that one?
Yeah, he did.
Not Flatbush.
No?
Not the Lords of Flatbush.
Well, definitely Rocky.
But, yeah.
One more commercial break. We're going to come back with more Justin Shandor. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Started in 1999, Lightning Funding has an extensive network of extremely aggressive lenders with a large selection of conventional as well as unconventional loan programs to handle all types of borrowers and credit situations. President and CEO Scott Fessler has a hands-on approach with his diverse background as a certified financial planner. Scott tailors your mortgage program to your personal individual needs and goals. You don't even need to leave your computer to pre-qualify for a mortgage loan, and there is no cost, charge, or further obligation whatsoever. Visit lightningfunding.com and simply click on pre-qualify. Fill out the short form and Lightning Funding will get back to you quickly, usually within 24 hours. All information goes to the newest cybersecurity protocols to keep your information secure. Lightning Funding for your mortgage and financial needs. Fast answers for a faster world. Registered mortgage broker in New York and Florida, NMLS 156342. All loans are arranged through third-party providers.
NBC Sports 920, the game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will.
Thank you. Elvis in the house here. Vegas Nonstop. It's another live edition here on Monday at KBAD. Adrian.
That was lovely.
Yeah, it really was good.
Nice, Justin.
Maybe it's not a million dollar quartet, but he killed it, man. Friday, Italian American Club. Get your tickets there, IACLV.com. What else do you want to say?
Nothing.
Good, that was it. You're sitting close to me like I thought you had something you wanted to say.
I'm just hanging out, listening
to listening to the boys.
I was thinking about saying something, but you know what? Yeah, just come out to the show. You guys will love it. Full band. If you guys are Elvis fans, you're going to love it. We're going to cover most of the 70s era stuff, you know.
70s, not the 68 Elvis special?
No, no. We're going to pay tribute to Elvis in Vegas.
Elvis in Vegas, the Vegas Elvis.
That's right.
Well, we love it, man. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Elvis is in the building. Justin Shandor, Italian-American Club.
Justin, excellent job. Thank you so much.
So you want to talk about NBA?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's been a really fun series so far on a lot of levels. I got to tell you, man, I don't remember another time in the NBA where we had so many young superstars.
I mean, it's really...
It's
the
crazy.
The league is flourishing right now, obviously, but to me... I still think it's the Golden State Warriors and the Houston Rockets who are really going to determine the NBA champion. I think it's going to be the Golden State Warriors who beat them.
And what's Boston going to do to LeBron James?
Well, here's the thing. Boston has home court advantage. Brad Stevens is an outstanding coach. I give them a huge edge over Ty Lue. LeBron, he's gotten support from the other guys like Love and obviously Korver, among others. But the reality is I think Boston's going to be able to negate what those guys do because defensively, Boston's a much better team, and I think Brad Stevens' game plan is going to be to shut down everyone but LeBron.
It's amazing what this team has done in lieu of, obviously, well, Gordon Hayward, we lost the first 5 minutes of the season, but no Kyrie, and then
well, he's still alive.
And then Jaylen Brown goes out
yeah, no, I just want
with a hammy.
Yeah, no, I was saying, Jeffrey, Gordon's still alive.
No, I know he is. I get it.
I'm just kidding.
Listen, I can't wait to see. I'll tell you what was beautiful about this season. In addition to Stevens, you know, sharpening his teeth on the league, because he got to use a lot of players off the bench with a lot of different positions that they don't normally see. Rozier has stepped up.
Yes, he has.
There's a lot of young... dude, this kid, Jason Tatum, out of Kansas, has been... unfortunately, the rookie class is so strong with the likes of Donovan Mitchell and Ben Simmons, but Jason Tatum could be rookie of the year in any other year.
Yeah, no, yeah, I just would correct one simple thing. He's from Duke, but here's the thing. I saw Tatum playing a game against Notre Dame last year. And he went off. The game was in South Bend at the Joyce Center. And I said to myself, I said, this guy's going to be a stud. You could just see his ability to get the basket, to make individual plays, and that's what you need in the NBA, to be able to break down your man one-on-one. He does that as well as anyone. And keep in mind, Boston also has tremendous draft picks again next year.
I know. Danny Ainge did such a good job with that.
Some of these GMs in this league should not be fired. They should be taken out back and be double-tapped. I mean, they are so dumb, it's unbelievable.
We'll go into that definition next week, kids, on another edition of Vegas Nonstop.
Double tapping.
That's where the term 86 came from. They should 86 some of these GMs.
So, I told you where 86 comes from.
80 miles out and 6 feet deep.
Yeah, we got you.
That's when they were 86.
So tonight is game four. Celtics are up 3-0. You and I were talking before. We're going to give our listeners some plays tonight from the from the handicapping standpoint. Tell me why Boston's getting 7 points tonight. I have no idea. They've dominated the series. They were getting points at home. They won outright. They went to Philadelphia for game three, getting 9 points. They won outright. Now they're in game four, looking to close them out. They're getting 7 points. Amal's right. Maybe the Sixers pulling out just to save some pride, but seven points is too much.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think the series is over?
I do.
I think Philly's going to win tonight. I don't know if they're going to cover. I would take Boston the points if I were to bet this game. I think Philly wins this game. They've got a legitimate shot to win in Boston simply because they had a 20-point lead in game two.
And blew it.
They're still talented enough to win that. And then if you wind up in a game six situation back in Philadelphia, I'm just saying in the NBA it's never happened, but I don't think it's as much of a foregone conclusion as other people do.
Can you give us a little hockey wrap-up? What's happened? When's the next Winnipeg game?
Okay,
Winnipeg tonight.
In Winnipeg, in Winnipeg, if they win.
They're in Nashville.
No, tonight's in Winnipeg.
In Winnipeg. Yeah. They're looking to close it out
I think they're going seven
Nashville.
Games. I think the Preds are going to play a heck of a game tonight. I think they steal this one on the road.
In the Eastern Conference, we have game six between Pittsburgh and Washington Capitals.
In the Keystone State.
Ovechkin and Caps are up 3-2 in games against the Penguins. Penguins are -200 tonight. Another play
serious?
For our listeners. Take the Capitals +170.
I want to thank our friend Justin Shandor for coming in. A few Elvis tunes again Friday at the Italian American Club. I want to thank Adrian Zemed for joining and praying for our Cubs to be victorious.
We'll be fine.
Speaking of the Cubs, the other play tonight is take the Miami Marlins against the Cubs +200. They've been playing a lot better. Mattingly's doing a good job with that team.
Take the Marlins.
Chef Vic Vegas from Sinful Subs. Master Calendar Las Vegas. Amal Shah, thank you as always. Eat well, party hard, my friends. If you see us out, please like us and share us on all the social media. And see you Friday from the Double Down at noon. Have a great week, everybody. No reasons, 'cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to